This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. This week is a big one for video game fans. Grand Theft Auto 5 is coming out. It's the equivalent of dropping a Justin Bieber album, but for the video game world. The action-adventure title is set to hit shelves and mailboxes starting midnight tonight. There's just one problem. A bunch of people in the UK who pre-ordered the game on Amazon already have it. Game maker Rockstar North is not happy about the online retailer breaking the strict embargo. Michael Pachter is a research analyst at the firm Wedbush Securities. Michael, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Grand Theft Auto 5 was supposed to come out tomorrow, but a few lucky souls already have it.
Every single GameStop in the U.S. is opening tonight at midnight to get anyone who pre-ordered Grand Theft Auto the game in their hands. People pre-order solely so they can be the first on their block to play it and brag to all their friends about it. And this early shipment messed up those plans.
If you're a GameStop buyer, it's hard to brag when you know a bunch of people already got it through pre-order on Amazon.
And honestly, the retailers are all put on notice that no copies are to be sold early. Second, Amazon, their strength is logistics, and I think that Amazon should know better. So I think the repercussion is that the publisher, in this case Take-Two Interactive, will probably hold back supply from Amazon going forward.
Just give me a sense of the size of this game's audience. How big of a deal is Grand Theft Auto V?
The four prior versions have sold 125 million units combined, so they've averaged 31 million units apiece. It's going to be probably the number two best-selling game this year behind Call of Duty, but it'll probably outsell it over its life.
Okay, so one of the biggest games in the industry, and will this leak hurt the buzz around the game or help it?
No, it'll help. More people talking about it. It just will get customers mad at GameStop. So GameStop may lose share going forward because people may shift and start ordering from Amazon because they want to get it early. So Take-Two, in order to keep GameStop whole, is going to have to punish Amazon. And I think other publishers, Electronic Arts, Activision, will probably do the same thing. I think you're going to see Amazon get their copies of Call of Duty and Battlefield and FIFA maybe a day later than they would have, so this doesn't happen again.
Michael Pachter is a research analyst at Wedbush Securities and a self-described gamer. He does not have Grand Theft Auto yet, but may be planning to get it. Michael, thank you very much, sir.
Thanks for having me.